12 till the witching hour at 1240 WROV with a Sunday night Hall of Fame. 10 to 12 at WROV, Pat Garrett is next. Good night, America.
Sure. Right now we got partly clear skies, 53, 12 o'clock.
Depend on.
At WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett, all night long on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show, brought to you by all of our good friends at the Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. When it comes to love, I want to make it with you. It's bread at WROV. It's 12-12. I'm Pat Garrett. Virginia Tech is going to have its fourth annual football camp going on June 14th through the 19th. For all the details, I'm at 982-1240. If you've got a football you want to send to summer camp, I can tell you how to do that.
You are the woman that I
1240 WRV and Looking Glass Brandy, you're so far. It's 1218, I'm Pat. You're kind of stuck down here. My headphone wire got stuck under the wheel. I'm going to read the weather, tilted over sideways here to you. Clearing up this morning, low at 37, then sunny and dry today and Tuesday. Look for a high today near 65. The chance of rain is 30% this morning. We got a near 0% chance of any of it today. Right now it's 49 and clear at WROV.
Because your kiss is but a miss when I turn up the light.
49 and clear at 1240 WROV. And Pat Garrett with a new winning Supercard number for a men's calendar watch. Coming up in a couple of seconds just for you. Your old man back in town. It's Peter McCann at WROV 1225, and I'm Pat Garrett, keeping you company all night long on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show. If you like what you hear, stop by your neighborhood Brown Derby Pancake House Country Kitchen. Tell them Matt and I sent you by. They'll appreciate it. And now, time once again for another WROV winning Supercard number. If this is your number, you've just won a men's 17-jewel calendar watch. The number 54167. 54167. If that's your number, I got a contemporary Hellbros calendar watch. It's water-resistant, has an unbreakable mainspring, handsomely designed, with a sunburst dial and a calendar window to give you the day and date at a glance. 54167. If that's your number, you've got an hour to call me. My number is 982-1240 WROV.
Too many long conversations.
This is the radio station you grew up with, and we've grown up too. 1240 WROV. Did you see the boss in that movie? He played a side of beef. 27-1, I'm Pat Garrett. In sports, ha-ha, Rifles, the Raiders did it to you. It was Raiders evening up the best of 7-1 apiece up in Salem earlier this evening, beating the Richmond Rifles 4-1. In the NBA playoffs, Boston over Chicago, 121-109. Philadelphia took Milwaukee, 125-122. In the West, in the first round, Houston beat L.A. 89-86 to go on to win the best of 3-2-1. And Kansas City beat Portland 104-95. And they also win their best of 3-2. I'll have more sports coming up throughout the morning for you on 1240 WROV.
I'm on the phone right now with Peggy Pfizer. Peggy?
Right like the wind, it's Chrissy Cross at WROV. 22-1, I'm Pat, and your weather, Alan. Clearing up this morning, low at 37. Sunny and dry today and Tuesday. Look for a high today near 65. And the chance of rain, 30 this morning near 0 today and tonight. 49 and clear now at WROV.
In the town where I'm green.
WRV and Pat with Sweet Baby James. Susan, the plans they made put an end to you.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made.
Harvey the Police. Don't stand so close to Matt Eagle. Oh, wait a second. That's me. Thought those were Matt's initials out there. Yeah, but it's neat having initials that spell something like that. Back in school, I knew this guy named Stephen Ashley Stillwell. He always said his parents were going to name him Ashley Stephen Stillwell, but they were afraid he'd be embarrassed if he ever got a monogram jacket.
Number one, Brown Derby Pancake House never closed.
1240 WROV and Ms. Dolly and her bust of 95.
Stumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen.
WROV and Pat Garrett, if ye your supercar number be it 54167, 54167, you got a half an hour left to call me for a men's calendar watch.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining.
Good morning, it's 5 to 1 at WROV and I'm Pat Garrett with a look at the news. Authorities say all the fires in Virginia's timberland have been contained, including a blaze that destroyed nearly 5,000 acres of the George Washington National Forest. Fires were fanned by high winds and low humidity last week, but dampened by light rainfall today. Cal Pettig of the Virginia Division of Forestry says that 125 fires burned at least 3,000 acres of private land in the state over the weekend. A U.S. Forest Service spokesman says the massive fire in the George Washington National Forest has also been contained. The Virginia Education Association says it'll support its local chapters in their efforts to gain financial support for all of their teachers. Wage disputes are causing problems with school budgets in at least 30 school divisions around the state. VEA President Walt Mica told delegates to the VEA state convention this weekend their support of local efforts didn't bind the group to illegal activities such as strikes. Strikes by public employees, including teachers, are illegal in this state. Some local teacher groups in Virginia have staged work-to-the-contract job actions in efforts to gain higher wages. The countdown has begun for the Space Shuttle Columbia. After 2 years of delay, the shuttle is scheduled to be launched early Friday. The Czech Communist Party Congress opens today, and Soviet President Brezhnev will be on hand. His arrival in Prague has set off a new round of fears that the Soviets may be considering intervening in Poland. Firefighters at Arkansas have brought under control the biggest forest fire ever to hit the state in the last 10 years. 12,000 acres were scorched before the flames were doused. And President Reagan continues to run a fluctuating fever as he recovers from last Monday's assassination attempt. And aides now say the president may remain at George Washington University Hospital until the end of this week. With a look at the weather, here's Alan Archer.
Good evening, here's WROV, accurate weather for the Alan Archer.
Clear skies, 49.
Depend on WROV.
WROV is 102, and I'm Patrick. 109 and Pat Garrett on the Brown Derby Night Owl Shoe. Brought to you by our friends at the Four Valley location of the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Now here's some Johnson Cougar. 113 to 1240 WROV and Patrick W. Garrett at 982-1240. Garrett and Richard. Although I never figured out which one was which. The Carpenters, WROV, it's 120. I'm Patton. Allen says that we're going to have clear skies the rest of this morning. Clearing up from the rain yesterday. Low 37. Sunny and dry today and Tuesday with a high at 65 today. 30% chance of rain the rest of this morning near zero today and tonight. Right now, 49 and clear at WROV. Don, that's nothing to cry about. New supercard number, aren't you? Well, I got one right here. A brand new winning supercard number from 1240 WROV. The new one is, I wish I had a drum roll for this. 87748. So again, that's 87748. If that's your number, you've just won an insulated pair of ski bibs, valued at $67.50, just like the ones we're displaying today at Bob Smiley's Great Outdoor Store. And you got an hour to call me at 982-1240 to verify that you're you and everything. That's if your number's 87748. My number is 982-1240 WROV. This is the radio station you grew up with, and we've grown up to 1240 WROV.
Cherish is the word I use. And I do.
Cherish you. How about some oldies for lunch? Be with a giant bear Thursday on 1240 WROV. 1240 WROV. Pat Garrett taking you back with Brian Hyland. Brian Hyland, a joker went wild. WROV 20-2, and I'm Pat Allen. Says clear it up this morning. Low 37, sunny and dry today and Tuesday. High today 65. 30% chance of rain this morning. Near zero today and tonight. And right now it's 48 and clear with Annie Murray. Times 13-2 on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show.
Just plain good damn.
Next to Baskin Robbins across from Towers Mall.
My dear friend, Mr. O'Brady, will be giving away a Cosmopolitan Spa membership. Today, the bear has some jogging shoes and a jogging suit. A little later on tonight, John will give away a calculator at AM Radio. Have your supercard ready and keep it tuned to ROV. To WROV and Pat Garrett. If your supercar number is 87748, you've got about 35 minutes left to get in touch with me at 982-1240 to win and claim your insulated ski bib. Good morning. It's 4-2, and I'm Pat Garrett with some news on WROV. Authorities are investigating the death of a non-union miner in Lee County in what appears to be the first fatality related to the strike by 160,000 United Mine Workers members. There was sporadic violence in the coal fields during the UMW strike 2 years ago. An official of the Flat Gap Mining Company in Virginia, Herschel Bowers, predicts that things will get noisy before too long. The walkout began the 27th with expiration of the old UMW contract in the rank and file last week, rejected a tentative contract settlement with the soft coal industry. The House Privileges and Elections Subcommittee heard two variations yesterday of earlier proposals to realign the House districts to reflect population shifts during the 70s. Ideally, each delegate should represent 53,463 Virginians under the Supreme Court's one-man, one-vote mandate. But a policy of not splitting any county, city, or town into two or more House districts makes it impossible to meet the ideal. P&E Committee Chairman John Gray has expressed a desire to have some plan acceptable to the panel approved at today's meeting so it can go to the House for debate and action by Wednesday. We'll have a look at some national news after this.
Hello, I'm Whitey Whitehurst.
Countdown has begun for the space shuttle Columbia. After 2 years of delay, the shuttle is scheduled to be launched early Friday. The Czech Communist Party Congress opens today, and Soviet President Brezhnev will be on hand there. His arrival in Prague has set off a new round of fears that Soviets may be thinking of intervening in Poland. Firefighters at Arkansas have brought under control the biggest forest fire to hit the state in 10 years. 12,000 acres were scorched before the flames were doused there. In Washington, President Reagan continues to run a fluctuating fever as he recovers from last Monday's assassination attempt, and aides now say the president may remain at George Washington University Hospital until the end of this week. And we'll have your weather with Big Al after this.
Archer.
Clear skies, 47, 2 o'clock.
Depend on.
209 at WROV, and I'm your all-night friend Pat Garrett on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show, brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. WROV would like for you to know that the Hollins College Barter Theater tour production of The Fantastics is going to be going on this Thursday evening at the College Theater Curtain at 8:15. If you'd like ticket information, I can tell you more, 982-1240 WROV.
She's been...
Your supercar number is 87748. You got about 10 minutes left to call me and win. 982-1240 WROV.
Who you think?
My best friend. We came in earlier this morning. The boss was singing that song to his wallet back in his office. 222 WRV, and I'm Patton Allen, says that it's going to be clearing up this morning. In fact, it already has. It's clear right now. Low this morning, 37. Sunny, dry today and Tuesday. High at 65. And a near 0% chance of rain today and tonight. Right now, 47. Clear skies at WROV. Station you've grown up with, and we've grown up too. 1240 WROV. I dream of Jeannie. She's Elton John at WROV. It's 23-3, and I'm Pat Garrett. Big sports story. Revenge for the Raiders. Yay, Raiders. Ha ha, Rifles. I sat right here in this chair last night, and I said, when the Rifles come up here, we're gonna stick it to them. And we did it 4-1. And that evens the series up at one game apiece. I got NBA playoff scores, some exhibition baseball, and all kinds of other stuff. If you need it in the meantime, I'm at 982-1240. But I have it coming up a couple minutes away on WROV.
We ask people why they listen to WROV.
WROV and the Beach Boys, singing about the California girls. I'm Pat Garrett, and I'll have the latest on your weather from Alan next.
Okay, so which do you like?
Alan's face will be clearing up this Alan says the weather will be clearing up this morning, low 37, then sunny and dry today and Tuesday with a high at 65. Chance of rain, 30 this morning, near zero today and tonight. It is 47 and clear at WROV. 8-3 at 1240 WROV. Title cut from the Phoenix LV. That's Danny Fogelberg, like a phoenix. I have risen from the flames, and my pants are on fire.
Number one, Brown Derby Pancake House and
the RV's up the new from Frankie and the Knockout. Good morning. Authorities are investigating the death of a non-union miner in Lee County. I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV News. And what appears to be the first fatality related to the strike by the 160,000 United Mine Workers, authorities are investigating that death. There was a sporadic violence in the coal fields during the UMW strike 2 years ago. An official of the Flat Gap Mining Company here in the state, Herschel Bowers, predicts that things will get noisy before too long. The walkout began the 27th with the expiration of the old UMW contract, and the rank and file last week rejected a tentative contract settlement with the soft coal industry. The House Privileges and Elections Subcommittee heard two variations yesterday of earlier proposals to realign the House districts to reflect population shifts during the 1970s. Ideally, each delegate should represent 53,463 Virginians under the Supreme Court's one-man, one-vote mandate. But a policy of not splitting any county, city, or town into two or more House districts makes it impossible to meet that ideal. P&E Committee Chairman John Gray has expressed a desire to have some plan acceptable to the panel approved at today's meeting so it can go to the House for debate and action by Wednesday. A look at national and worldwide news is next.
Have a big time.
The countdown has begun for the space shuttle Columbia after 2 years of delay. The shuttle is scheduled to be launched early Friday. The Czech Communist Party Congress opens today, and Soviet President Brezhnev will be on hand. His arrival in Prague has set off a new round of fears that the Soviets may be thinking of intervening in Poland. Firefighters in Arkansas, meanwhile, have brought under control the biggest forest fire to hit that state in a decade. 12,000 acres were scorched before those flames were doused. And President Ronald continues to run a fluctuating fever as he recovers from last Monday's assassination attempt. And aides now say that he may remain at the George Washington University Hospital until the end of this week. And we'll have a look at today's weather with Alan Archer after this.
And they lived happily.
And right now, we've got 46 outside. It's clear, and it's 3 o'clock.
Depend on.
Tonight on the Night Owl Show, as always, by our friends at the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen.
If I could...
313 to WRV, the County School's Adult Ed Department is going to have How to Concentrate. That's a course that starts Thursday evening, Northside High. If you want details, I got them. WRV Hummingbird, he hums because he don't know the words. You see, it's seals and cross. I'm Pat Garrett, and Alan Archer, our meteorologist, has prognosticated for today a clearing up this morning, low at 37, sunny and dry today through Tuesday, with a high today 65, a near zero chance of rain today and tonight. Right now it's 46 and clear with some Three Dog Night. That's that old-fashioned song of lies. That's Three Dog Night at WRV 325, and I'm Pat Garrett. And now, it's sports time. Raiders stuck it to the Rivals to even up the series at one game apiece, 4-1. In the NBA playoffs, Boston over Chicago, 121-109. Philly over Milwaukee, 125-122. And in the West, Houston took L.A. 89-86, bumping them out 2-1. Kansas City, Kansas City, beat Portland 104-95. And with that win, Kansas City bumps Portland out of the picture 2-1. The NHL, Toronto beat Quebec 4-2. Washington beat the Red Wings 7-2. Was Rangers shutting out the Flyers 2-0. Pittsburgh over Hartford 5-4. The Islanders took Buffalo 7-3. Canadiens over the Bruins 4-2. Blackhawks over the North Stars 8-4. And the St. Louis Blues tied up the Winnipeg Jets at 5-5. More sports coming up on ROV. If you need a score that I didn't just give you, you call me for it. 982-1240.
Some of the very best music.
This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up too. 1240 WROV. WROV in exile. I'm going to kiss you all over. Here's Jews Newton. I'd like to kiss her all over, too. 2034 WROV. Excuse me. This is B.J. Thomas. I'm hooked on a big thing. I'm Pat Garrett, and I'm hooked on cigarettes. 1240 WROV, Roanoke Valley weather cleared up this morning, then sunny and dry today and Tuesday. High today 65, near zero chance of rain all the way through tonight, and right now 46 and clear. 1304 WROV and Pat at 982-1240. Don't miss Howard. He's coming up with sports reports this morning, 825 with Rob, this afternoon at 525 with BP. The fires are all out. Good morning, it's 4-4, and I'm Pat Garrett with some news on WROV. Authorities say all the fires in Virginia's timberland have been contained, including a blaze that destroyed nearly 5,000 acres of the George Washington National Forest. The fires were fanned by high winds and low humidity last week, but dampened by light rainfall today. Cal Pennock of the Virginia Division of Forestry says that 125 fires burned at least 3,000 acres of private land in the state over the weekend. A U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman says the massive fire in the George Washington National Forest has also been contained. The Virginia Education Association says it'll support its local chapters in their efforts to gain financial support for all of their teachers. Wage disputes are causing problems with school budgets in at least 30 school divisions around the state. VEA President Walt Micah told delegates to the VEA State Convention this past weekend their support of local efforts didn't bind the group to illegal activities such as strikes. Strikes by public employees, including teachers, are illegal in Virginia. Some local teacher groups in Virginia have staged work-to-the-contract job actions in efforts to gain higher wages. Technicians at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida expect to solve an electrical problem on the space shuttle Columbia sometime this morning. The countdown began last night for Friday's scheduled launch. House Budget Committee Chairman James Jones says he'll introduce alternatives to President Reagan's budget plans today. The Oklahoma Democrat predicts, nevertheless, that the House will approve more than half of what the administration wants. United Nations Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick says Soviet military intervention in Poland would profoundly upset U.S.-Soviet relations. Administration officials reported yesterday that President Reagan sent Soviet President Brezhnev a message Friday warning against such action. Aides to the president say that he may have to stay in the hospital until the end of the week. Doctors say his lung, which was injured in last week's assassination attempt, is slowly healing. And officials at a Lake Tahoe ski resort say at least 17 people were hurt, 3 seriously, when they were dumped from a chairlift yesterday at heights up to 40 feet. The general manager at the Heavenly Valley Resort says the cable slipped from its pulley when two teenage boys began swinging in the chairs. We'll have a look at today's weather with Alan Archer after this.
You watch us, Alan Archer.
Clear skies in 44. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
40
W Supercard
R O V.
Fortet at WROV and Pat Garrett brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen, open all night to feed your hungry tummy. Sweet Melissa, girl of my dreams. Allman Brothers, WRV. It's 420, and I'm Pat Gear. Now I've got your weather for you. Clearing up this morning, sunny and dry today and Tuesday. High today, 65. The chance of rain near 0% today through tonight. And right now, 46 and clear at WROV.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen?
Valley 424 WROV, and I'm Patrick W. Garrett with the Looking Glass and Brandy. I want to come over and leave the smell of salt in your bed. Everybody was lifting Brandy, and then she had to leave. Yeah. 427 WROV, I'm Pat Garrett. I got a couple of things that are lost, that aren't usually lost. You know, I mean, every day you get cats and dogs and all. Today we've got a lost ferret. It's black and white and brown. It was lost in Norwich. This one's serious, too. I was here when the guy called John last night. Someone has lost a car. It was a 68 Buick Grand Sport, white with black vinyl top, lost the area of Elm Avenue. Guy said he ran out of gas, went to get some, came back, and the car was gone. If you've seen that car or that ferret, I'm at 982-1240.
Come on.
We have your supercard ready this morning at 6. Mr. O'Brady will be giving away a membership, 1-year membership, at the Cosmopolitan Spa, as Audie would say. You couldn't find a better health spa to save your life. This is the radio station you grew up with, and we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV.
If you're down and
WROV, and your all-night friend Pat Garrett, Matt, and myself are brought to you by the good people at the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. 4 Valley locations to serve you. Now I've got the Beach Boys for you. I don't know about you, but personally, I'd take a Hollins girl over a California girl any day of the week.
Well,
he's
good.
With Brian Wilson. I didn't know if you know it or not. Brian Wilson is deaf in one ear, but he can smell through both nostrils.
Let me check in and see who's on the very telephone.
WROV.
Taught in one short lick here, we get all the California songs out of the way. Mamas and Papas.
All the leaves are brown.
Up into a Churchill, so I pass along the way. The Mamas and Papas, WROV at 20 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett. Clear it up this morning, sunny and dry today and Tuesday, with a high today at 65. The chance of rain is 30 for the rest of this morning. There's 0 today and tonight, and right now, clear skies, 44 at WROV. Going to turn. The Birdies, McGuinn Clark at Hillman at all up at WROV at 17 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett. Some music for Windy Hill Key and the Southwest.
Derby Pancake House.
Pancake House and Country Kitchen. They never close.
W-R-O-V.
Gotta see it my way. We gotta work it out.
W. Garrett. Got some good music coming up for us at Fleetwood Mac. Terry Gibbs, Elton John, Neil Diamond, and the amazing Zimmerman. Also, I'll have the morning sports. But first, I will read you the morning news. Stacy, you've already wrapped the garbage in yours. The forest fires are all contained. Good morning, it's 5 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett with some news on WROV. Authorities say all of the fires in Virginia's timberland have been contained, including a blaze that destroyed nearly 5,000 acres of the George Washington National Forest. The fires were fanned by high winds and low humidity last week, but dampened by light rainfall yesterday. Cal Pettick of the Virginia Division of Forestry says that 125 fires burned at least 3,000 acres of private land in the state over the weekend. A U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman says the massive fire in the George Washington National Forest has also been contained. The UMW strike is getting nasty. That story's next.
And they lived happily.
Authorities are investigating the death of a non-union miner in Lee County and what appears to be the first fatality related to the strike by 160,000 UMW members. There was sporadic violence in the coal fields during the UMW strike 2 years ago. An official of the Flat Gap Mining Company in Virginia, Herschel Bowers, predicts that things will get noisy before long. The walkout began the 27th with expiration of the old UMW contract, and the rank and file last week rejected a tentative contract settlement with the soft coal industry. The House Privileges and Elections Subcommittee heard two variations yesterday of earlier proposals to realign the House districts to reflect population shifts during the 70s. Ideally, each delegate should represent exactly 53,463 Virginians under the Supreme Court's one-man, one-vote mandate, but a policy of not splitting any county, city, or town into two or more House districts makes it impossible to meet the ideal. P&E Committee Chairman John Gray has expressed a desire to have some plan acceptable to the panel approved at today's meeting so it can go to the House for debate and action by Wednesday. Technicians at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida expect to solve an electrical problem on a space shuttle Columbia sometime this morning. The countdown began last night for a Friday scheduled launch. House Budget Committee Chairman James Jones says he'll introduce alternatives to President Reagan's budget plans today. The Oklahoma Democrat predicts, nevertheless, that the House will approve more than half of what the administration wants. United Nations Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick says Soviet military intervention in Poland would, quote, profoundly upset, unquote, U.S.-Soviet relations. Administration officials reported yesterday that President Reagan sent Soviet President Brezhnev a message Friday warning against such action. Aides to the president say he may have to stay in the hospital until the end of the week. Doctors say that his lung, which was injured in last week's assassination attempt, is slowly healing. Officials at a Lake Tahoe ski resort say at least 17 people were hurt, three seriously, when they were dumped from a chairlift yesterday at heights up to 40 feet. The general manager at the Heavenly Valley Resort says the cable slipped from its pulley when two teenage boys began swinging the chairs. I'll have a look at the weather with Alan next.
Here's a message nobody...
Well, it's just Alan Archer.
Clear skies in 44, 5 o'clock, and I'm John Hinckley.
Depend on... WROV.
Somebody's not the desire the devil with blue eyes and blue jeans and blonde hair, which with my blue eyes makes my face kind of look like a super card. Morning to you, 507 at WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett, brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. They bring you the Brown Derby Night Owl Show with Maddie and Patty every night on WROV. If you're out and you're hungry, stop on by. 511-1240 WROV and Patrick W. Garrett. Well, hi, Neil.
Hello.
518 at WRV, good morning to you. I got your weather of Al, he says it's going to be sunny and dry. today and Tuesday, with a high today at 65, near zero chance of any falling precipitation, rain, or whatever. 44 now and clear at WROV. He's got Betty Davis, Peepers, and Kent Meat Carnes at WROV 522. I'm Pat Garrett. I'll have some sports. I'm going to wrap it up. All the morning sports for you. I'll bring that to you a couple seconds away. 526, last hour of the Night Owl Show, brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. I'm Pat Garrett with some sports for you. I got so much sports here. Where should I begin? Well, I'll tell you about the biggest thing going on. Raiders evened up the score in the best of seven EHL playoff last night. We beat the Rifles 4-1. I told you, Rifles, we're going to stick it to you. Let's see. What else have I got here? I have got the NHL from yesterday. Here are the winners. If you need the scores, call me up, okay? Blackhawks, the Canadiens, the Islanders, the Penguins, the Rangers, the Capitals, and the Maple Leafs. And the St. Louis Blues tied the Winnipeg Jets at 5-5. Here's some exhibition baseball from yesterday. Braves beat the Mets 7-2. It was Blue Jays over the White Sox. The Blue Jays tied the White Sox. They played through 13, and they just called it a tie. Tigers beat the Red Sox 12-2. Rangers over the Royals 3-2. Yankees blanked St. Louis 6-0. It was Expos 7, Twins 0 after 10. The Orioles beat the Phils 4-3. Pittsburgh beat the Reds 14-1. Took 11, but the Astros bumped off the Brewers 10-8. Also in 11, the Oakland A's over the Giants 6-5, and the Indians over the Cubs 8-5. Padres beat the Mariners 3-1. The Dodgers beat the California Angels 8-6. And some tennis from yesterday. Chris Evert Lloyd beat Czechoslovakia's Hanna Mandlíková in the finals of a Carlsbad Cavern tennis tournament. She won at 6-4, 6-3, and she got $100,000 out of that. Don January rallied yesterday to win the Seniors Classic Golf Tournament in Tampa, Florida. And some other golf news. Larry Nelson birdied the second sudden death hole when the Greater Greensboro Open Golf Tournament in North Carolina. He forced the playoff with Mark Hayes when he birdied the last hole while Hayes bogeyed it. And I always wondered why they called them open golf tournaments. I guess that's because nobody ever heard of having a golf tournament closed up indoors.
43 degrees. I'm Rick Mosher, WROV News.
Thank you, Rick. Noticed you did the news with the door open. You could hear the teletypes.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick. This is the Brown Derby Night Owl Show, and I'm Pat Garrett, being brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen, with four valley locations to serve you. Good morning, Pia Valley, 23 to 6 at 1240 WRV. The Memorial Society of the Valley is going to have its annual meeting this evening, 7:30 at Christ Episcopal Church, featuring discussions on organ donation and cremation. And admission's free. My baby takes the perfect trade. He and W guys is stasher in the back of a box car every morning. You see, it's 20 to 6, and I'm Pat, and Alan says sunny and dry today and Tuesday. High today, 65, and near zero chance of rain all the way through tonight, and right now, 44 and clear at WROV. Gary Lewis, the Playboy, says Diamond Ring at WROV. It's 18 to 6. I'm Pat Garrett. Have your supercard ready. A little later on this morning, Mr. O'Brady will give away a Schwinn bike. I knew a guy that had one of those one time. He had a wreck and he died. It was really awful. Guess you could say he was gone with the Schwinn. Well, now it's a little bit bad time for a cool change. 14 to 6, I'm Pat Garrett. Heard that little click in the middle of the song. We just went to high power. I had to go back and throw another log in the transmitter. This is the first time this year I've been on high power. Hi, Elliston. Hi, Ronto. Daleville. All you people. Hi, how are you? Clear skies 43, 11 to 6 at WROV. The station you grew up with, we're bringing back the movie prices you grew up with. Thursday night, your WROV supercar will get you into any show at the Valley Cinema for $1.50. Phil Collins, WROV, he missed again, and now the janitor's gonna have to mop it up. It's 8-6, and I'm Pat Garrett, and this is the end of the Brown Derby Night Owl show this morning. And tonight at midnight, Matt Ekel will be back with you. I'll see you again Friday night at midnight after John. And don't remember to laugh at all your troubles. It won't make them go away, but it will keep a smile on your face. Bye-bye, Valley.
Cheat.